Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Nerd off, nerd off, nerd off.
Yo, 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 pop, pop, and welcome to another episode of the Nerd Off on the Blackout Tips Premium Podcast Network. Of course, the Nerd Off is the show for all the nerd shit that we don't get to cover on the regular show. As always, I'm joined, or most times, not always, but as most times, I'm joined by unofficial co-host of the Nerd Off, my man Chris from the Insanity Check Podcast and MovieTrailerReviews.net.
What's going on, man?
Chilling, dog. Appreciate you being here. As second always, kinda, unofficial nerd of the show, Karen, is here.
Yeah, I'll be in the house, y'all.
Neo-nerd, even.
I take that name.
And, of course, we have my man from the Gaming and Then Some podcast, Sterling.
Yo, how y'all doing?
Chilling, man. Or is it Gamers United now? I keep forgetting.
No. Gaming and Then Some.
All right, yeah, all right. No. See, I actually had it right this time and fucked it up. Yeah. God damn it.
That's cool. It's cool. I know.
Gaming and Then Some. My man, Sterling, who pretty much has a catalog mind of nerd shit, man. So, let's, as always, we get started with what you've been playing, what you've been watching here on the Nerd Off. So let's go around and quickly get some what you've been playing, what you've been watching. Chris, what you've been playing, what you've been watching?
Playing Mace, mostly just Titanfall. It's easy to do. Plus, with the Xbox One, I can play that and then watch TV at the same time. So that shit has been saving my life, recently. As far as watching, I found out about this yesterday. I went to go see the movie Oculus, which wasn't bad, actually.
Yeah, we saw it, too, last night.
Yeah, so I actually enjoy it. You know, horror movies are always hit and miss for me.
Mm-hmm.
But that one was one of the ones I actually enjoyed just because it just... I was like, you know, I think it might just be crazy. Like, it might not actually be a horror movie. I think it might just be a couple of white people that are actually gone fucking crazy.
Yeah, so, also, it's not really... horror, like it's not really scary,
which I thought it was gonna
be. You know, even though it is, it's more of a mind trip, I would say, than a scary movie.
It really is. It really is. And so, I, you know, when it comes to horror movies, I just like something to be different because everything else now is just the same. So it was different, and I was like, oh, well, it's not bad. I saw it had a budget of $5 million, and I was like, well, I didn't like it was a budget for $5 million, and it was a WWE Studios movie. So I'm like. Okay, yeah, that movie's actually pretty damn good, all that stuff considering. And then the other thing I saw, too, I did a double feature. I saw The Raid 2. Niggas.
Yeah,
I need to see that immediately.
I'm working on the review now. It's different from the first one in that I feel like they actually try to put more of a story together this time. So it feels more like one of those foreign crime dramas. Not dramas, but crime thrillers. But it still has the raid action. People get... like. Even if you're like, I wasn't feeling the story, the last 30 minutes of the film is so over-the-top ridiculous action that I actually had to, I wasn't live-tweeting. I pulled my phone out at one point and just said, niggas, this movie. Because I just had to share it with somebody because it was just so ridiculous. So, yeah, that movie is really good. It's really good. They put more story in, and like I said, it's actually more violent, I think, than the first film was.
It is. Like, if anybody in that movie, like, I realize a lot of people get hurt in The Raid 2. But if anybody dies in that movie, it's not like the first one where a nigga might just fall, like they might throw him down a balcony. Everybody is brutally murdered in that movie.
Wow.
I really enjoyed it. You know, like I said, love the first one. But like I said, you can go to the first one not really paying attention. If you don't pay, like there were a couple guys that was like, well, that was a waste of my money. I don't think they were paying attention. They probably went in just to see the fights. And there's, like, heavy sections in there where it's part of the story, and you need to actually read the subtitles to figure out what's going on.
Okay.
But it was actually a pretty good story when you think about it. It's a typical, you know, crime drama thing you've seen before, but it has a foreign feel to it where they don't explain it. I feel like foreign films don't try to explain everything to their audience because they assume their audience has a certain level of intelligence to figure shit out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's how they did it with this film. And I really, really enjoyed it, so, yeah.
Cool, man. That's what's up, dog. What about you, Sterling? What you been playing? What you been watching?
For playing, the two biggest things probably just NBA 2K, because I'm trying to get my career mode back straight after I had a mishap and had to delete the file. And the biggest thing in the last week has been Assassin's Creed 4 Freedom Cry DLC.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga. Like, I should have played that shit during Black History Month. That... might be the best shit I've ever played in my life. Like freeing all them damn slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, it was just so. It was like I was hanging every white person I possibly found. Like whenever I had to take over slaves, she'd be like, "Kill the captain." I'm hanging this motherfucking light.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn it! So it was so solid. I like the way it played out. I really wish the whole game was actually the Freedom Cry DLC and it was the other way around. But a solid game nonetheless. Like it was well worth the $10. And watching. The biggest thing was the Raid 2, definitely. Like, that shit was just so good, man.
Okay, like, so you saw it too.
Yeah, I saw it as soon, because it came to our theaters on Friday. So I went to the first show, Impossible. There was like maybe like 8 people in the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a bunch of frat guys. Everybody loved it and shit. It definitely has me hyped up when they come out with the Raid 3. Like, that shit is going to be insane.
Yeah, the director of it, I think it's Gareth Evans.
Yep.
He's actually really good. And I think with this, the Raid 2, he kind of showed off that he can really direct. Because mm-hmm. at first, I thought the first movie, I was like, well, maybe these guys are good at fighting, but maybe they're not really good at acting. But I was like, they actually did a pretty good job, you know?
Yeah. So, it was a really well-told story. And the dude, I don't know how to pronounce his name. It's like Yayin or something. The dude that played Mad Dog in the first one mm-hmm. and played the other character in this one, he does the choreography for the Raid movies. Like, it's so spot on in this movie. Everything is just amazing to watch in the fight scenes.
Okay, Karen, what about you? What you been playing? What you been watching?
I went back and I started playing Fable 3 again. And I had played it a while ago and I basically beat the game. But this is how I know that I am officially embracing my nerddom. I actually went back and started trying to get the damn points. You know, the achievement points?
Mm-hmm.
I went back and started like finding all the keys, shooting all the gnomes and doing all other types of bullshit and I was like, wow, I'm actually trying to get 100%. What the fuck is wrong with me? That's why I was like, okay, it's official. And I had a good time actually going back and finding shit. I actually, Roger picks at me because I never realized how much I was a nerd, but just didn't embrace it, because every time we got a Fable, I would, even though they're outdated, I made Roger get me a guide. Even though you can find everything online, even though you can Google shit, I was like, nigga, buy me the, waste your $20 and buy me a fucking guide so I can go in and check mark it off and all that stuff. So, but this time I used like the YouTube videos, which was actually a lot of fun if they were done right. And went back and did that, which has been a blast for me. And it made me realize that I don't think I ever will go back. If I missed a version of a game, fuck it, I just missed that version. Because when I went back to play that Fable 1, that shit was terrible. The anniversary one, it was just bad. And it made me realize the changes and the upgrades they did and how important it was. Now, if it was like, what was it, Mass Effect, like what y'all did, where it affected the gameplay, that's different, but there's no connections between the games, so you can just jump in on one and just play it and it not have a connection or an effect, or the decisions you make don't affect another game, so it could be its own separate, like, timeline. So if it continues to be like that, which I think the next one will be, that's what I'll do. And so what else you asked me? What was I,
what have you been playing? What have you been watching?
What I've been watching? Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think.
Yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., like the last couple episodes, I really think, actually since the last time we had a nerd off, really justified a lot of things that we've been saying about it. So that was cool too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That, I think I said it on my show and I tried to say it on Twitter, like, I think a lot of people that watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. haven't watched the Joss Whedon show before. So, like, the whole first season, I didn't expect much of anything because I thought it was going to be all character building.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I was like, you know, this is what we want, because by the time, like, real quick shit happens, it's going to hit you a lot harder. Just like kind of like The Walking Dead did with the season before this one and this season. And season 2, I believe, also. Like, they had a lot of character building, so when something really fucked up happened, it hit you harder. And what they did with this last episode, like, that shit fucked me up on, like, an emotional level. Mm-hmm. I wasn't ready for it to happen this quickly. That shit was amazing.
Yeah, I don't think Roger's ready for it either, because he watched it before I did, right? And so by the time I settled down and got ready to watch it, this nigga ate his meal, went in there, and went to bed. I was like, God damn, what's going on here? Oh, I went in there, I'm like, shit, whatever I'm about to see must be a beast, because it just woke him emotionally out. Yeah.
first of all, the nigga was just kidding, but then after a while, I was like, I was like, yo, he's really fucked up.
Nigga said, never trust people. I was like, oh, shit, this is real.
Yo, Rod turned into a Twitter nigga, yo.
Yo, like, he was letting out the real basic tweets, like, never trust anybody. I was like, shit, yo. Right.
Yeah, that was a lot to handle, man. Yeah. It definitely had me in my emotions, dog. I actually went back and rewatched it. And it's even, like, rewatching it, man, it actually is even better than I thought the first time when I watched it.
Rewatching it, you see all the minutia of what's about to happen.
Yes.
Like, my wife was watching it, because I usually watch it by myself because she gets off at 8, so she's not here in time. Like, as soon as it went off, I just walked downstairs. She was maybe, like, 20 minutes into the show. Mm-hmm. I just, like, slid up next to her. I'm like, can you just hold me? Because I need to know everything is okay. And then she's like, why? What happened? I'm like, I can't tell you. And then, like, the scene with, like, Sky and Ward in the closet, and he's like, maybe I deserve to die for all the things I did. I was like, oh, fuck, man. Like, they don't even know yet. Like, it's so fucked up. Like, and then the same shit happened to her. It was just.
Yeah, dog. That, like, a lot of stuff just takes on a different light. I definitely picked up a couple extra details in the betrayal and stuff to do with the future and just different thoughts, man. It was definitely worth rewatching because my head was spinning so much suspecting everybody. I just missed some good storytelling moments in there too.
Yeah.
Karen.
And I think that made it worth it. And I think to me, you did yourself a disservice if you watched, that show and you hadn't watched Captain America first. If you watched that episode and hadn't watched you literally did yourself a disservice because while I was watching, I was like, oh yeah, I was like, I was like, okay, this is the same timeline. Like, these things are happening in the exact same order. Okay, they don't realize that Nick Fury is still alive. And I started kind of putting pieces together. And I was like, they made it worth the payoff. It was very frustrating to have weeks and months with no show, but they made it, worth it with this episode. And it's going to be interesting to see where it goes, what they do, what's revealed. And I think it's one of the few shows, and what I give Marvel kudos for is that Marvel is literally creating its own world between the TV shows and the movies and having them connect and just making its own world and making money. And I think if they keep this up, they're going to be able to set a very, very high standard that is going to be really, really hard for anybody else that's trying to make money off of comic books to beat.
Oh, yes. I don't take it one step further. Not just do you do yourself a disservice if you didn't watch Captain America. I mean, I can kind of get that. Some movies, sometimes you can't get out to the movies and see it. The real people that did a disservice themselves are the people that gave up on the show and then came back just to watch. Like, the people that are watching sporadically, I get that there are some episodes you don't like. Hell, there's some episodes I don't like of this show. I mean, there are. I mean, they're not. I think the Thor episode is the one I hated the most. But it's like, any TV show you have episodes like that where you're like, oh, well, it was okay, but, you know, TV isn't like a movie where you watch it once and it never tie back together because it's a standalone by itself. But TV, it builds up. So that episode you didn't think means a lot. Like, I remember when we did the mid-season finale, I told Cap, I was like, yeah, you know, I'm giving this, I think we gave it like a C+ or maybe a B-. I was like, but I reserve the right to up that grade if Mike Peterson is alive. Mm-hmm. And we came back the next episode from the season break. You find out Mike Peterson is alive and he has a huge role going forward. So I'm like, well, now that episode I didn't like before has new meaning and it means so much more to me. I feel like people don't do enough of that. And they give up on TV shows. Then they try to come back and they're going, well, I'm confused. I don't get it. Well, you've missed 10 episodes that led up to this point. So, of course, you don't get it. You know, you're saying, I've always hated Ward. Well, we've kind of grown to like Ward because of everything we've seen with him over the last few episodes. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, man, I have to think people do themselves a disservice when it comes to watching TV shows. Like, I don't know how people do it. Like, it's one thing to watch a TV show, I mean, a movie that you don't like and snark through it. That's one thing. But a TV show, it just puts so much work in. I mean, right now, there's, what, 17 episodes of Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.? That's 17 hours of TV.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You didn't really watch it and really like it. I just don't understand putting the work into that. So, yeah.
Yeah, and also for me, Chris, the thing that's very, very frustrating about me and the quote unquote new generation of people that watch TV, do y'all motherfuckers realize how terrible television used to be and how terrible they used to do comic books and comic book movies and comic book series, the old Batmans, the old Supermans, and like the shit was just horrible. And now for the first time ever, it's almost the golden age, and a lot of television shows are investing the money, they're investing the time, they're sticking with the shows versus immediately canceling them. And it's one of those things where the shit that y'all say y'all want, y'all really don't want. Do you really want a show with no context? You really want a show where it's just action every week? Then you won't have no attachment to the characters. I don't care about people dying. It's like, that's why y'all don't write, because the shit that you say you want, you don't really want. You're just saying it because it's just not action every week.
Exactly. Go ahead, Sterling. I'm sorry. Go first.
Now, I was going to say, like, I think a part of it might even be, like, just people on Twitter in general. Because, like, I believe Chris was saying it on last week's Insanity Check. Like, I think a lot of people just watch an episode when they see a lot of people tweeting about it so they can tweet about it too.
Yeah.
But don't keep up with the actual show. You know what I mean? They're trying to make snarky comments for retweets and shit when not actually caring about the show. So it's like a whole different thing. Would they expect things to move fast, especially like with Walking Dead fans and shit? Like, I don't know. It's weird to me. Like, we've got so much good shit now.
Yes.
Yeah. I find myself doing it too. That's why sometimes I have to watch shows again. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, even with shows I like, I'm tweeting so fast sometimes I miss things. So imagine you really aren't that invested in the show to begin with, and you're only really there because you're trying to be funny with everybody else. It's just, like I said, I mean, I think sometimes you have to reevaluate, and I think that's also, it kind of kills TV a little bit, because you got people that are trying to demand things from a TV show, but you're like, well, what is a good TV show then to you? If, you know, is it only because you don't care to begin with, and so it's not doing enough to make the jokes you want to get off funny, so now you're like, the episode sucks. It's like, well, are you actually watching the episode, though? I mean, entertainment value work for it before, you know, the snark should come, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, that is frustrating, and you know, as somebody that's actually, you know, watching the show religiously, don't fucking ask me if I need to watch the show, guys. Okay, like, all right. Too many people are in my mentions now that seeing that how much I'm enjoying the show, seeing how stunning last like 4 weeks of shows have been. Now everybody's coming through like, hey man, should I watch the show? Should I be checking out the show? Come on, man. Like, I can't, like, it's 17 episodes in. Pull the trigger or don't. You're an adult. Like, I can't make that decision for you.
Yeah.
And I don't, if you were finicky enough to drop the show for months, I don't want to be even involved in your viewing of the show, because I know when you stop watching again, you're going to be like, well, you told me to watch it. No, just watch it yourself or don't. Don't try to put it on me.
Yeah.
Like, that shit pisses me off because, I mean, and I try to balance between not being an asshole and trying to be nice to people that follow me, support the show, and things like that. But it's like, you know, with all of us, we have websites, we have podcasts, we talk about this shit all the time.
Yes,
so when you come and ask me, it's like, hey, you know, is that any good? That's like, are you even listening to anything I do? Mm-hmm. It's like, you do the Asian Shield podcast. If you didn't like the show, I doubt you would waste your time doing the Asian Shield podcast. This sort of takes time.
Yeah, like, people will say, what'd you think about last episode? You literally could listen to the Agents of Shield cast. Like, really not even, like, I don't want to have I'm wasting my time because I'm having the same conversation over and over and over every time somebody wants to talk about it, when I could just point you to one place and be like, why don't you just check this out? It's not even about being snarky or being mean, because I'm not being mean. I'm just being, you know, like, 100% honest and not, I'm not insulting people or anything, but it's like, come on, man. I don't do all this shit to have to do it over and over again on Twitter.
Dude, I almost spazzed last night. Well, I did spazz last night, and I didn't mean to. I was already in a mood anyway. But that conversation that came about Arrow versus Asia Show, I was like, yo, leave me out of it, and you kept bringing me in. It's because, you know, there's no need for that. Like, you know, I talk about both of these shows. I love both of these shows. I don't want to be in this. If you guys have an argument back and forth about which one is better, leave me the fuck out of it. Because I say all the time, I love both of these shows. You know, it's just like, I hate when people do that, because like, they don't respect what we do.
Yeah.
It's like, I write these reviews, I watch these shows, I live tweet them, I do all this stuff. I clearly have separated myself from the assholes who just watch that shit to complain. I'm not hate watching this shit. And if I'm gonna hate watch something, I'll let people know up front, I'm hate watching this shit. You know? So it's like, it just, it's frustrating when you put all your time and effort into doing an Asian Show podcast, doing a audio review, writing a review. God, like when I write a review, that takes even longer. Like you do all that stuff and the people go, hey, so, is the Raid 2 any good? Hey, did you just not? Or I love the, I think somebody came to me after the Captain America joint like a week later was like, yo, bro, did you see Captain America? Nigga. Like, I spent like 8 hours talking about how good that movie was. I did a podcast. I did a review. You know, we did the Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. We did the Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. review. Like, there's so many things we did. I talk all day about how good that fucking movie is. Then a week later, you come to me going, hey, did you know that, Captain America 2 was good? I say, why are you even following me, yo?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I feel you. And it makes you mad and it's very frustrating. Oh, I know what else. I know how else I know I'm an official nerd. I'm a mess with Chris. I got insanity check to offer me an apology because they said something about women playing video games, so I had to let my fake outrage be known on Twitter.
That shit was hilarious.
Oh, that was great. Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. I knew as soon as Kev made that comment, I was like, oh, Karen's gonna have a field day with this one because she's a nerd and she plays video games all the fucking time. So
Well, personally, what I've been watching and playing, I'll just try to skip over what you guys already said, but Arrow has reached an even better mark than it was already at. Mm-hmm. amazing show, really. The entire stuff with Deathstroke showing up took it to the next level. And in one of those episodes in the last couple of weeks, his storyline's barely in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still a great show. The Suicide Squad shit, nigga. Like, the show is just taking on so much and doing such a good job with it. I really could not be more impressed, man. Like, shout out to them.
Nigga, Deathstroke hasn't even really fought.
Right. Yo, it looks like he's finally putting on the suit and whooping some ass next week.
Right. Like, this shit is so, like, I talked to Manu Bennett back in, I think, December, and asked, like, how big his role was going to be in the show when I met him. Mm-hmm. And he was basically like, you know, like, we're going to go full Deathstroke and shit. But I didn't know how long I had to wait, so I was, like, kind of antsy. But, like, once you finally got to see him this week in, like, the real Deathstroke armor, and he threw that fucking katana at like a random nigga for no reason. Mm-hmm. Like, man. Like,
I do like that, yo.
Yo, like, he has a sword that he was like, I'm not going to use as a sword. He just chucked that shit at a man's chest and was like, I'm moving on amicably. This is my squad now. Like, God damn, man. He that nigga, yo.
So that shit is dope. Captain America, the movie, 10 out of 10. Just
so damn
shit. Like, that is the first movie I've seen, like, comic book movie I've seen since Avengers that I'm like, I can make an argument that this is as good, if not better, than Avengers. And, you know, it definitely left the theater feeling that way. So,
yeah.
Jesus Christ, what a great movie. Like, it had all the comedy beats. The thing that I liked about the movie that they did really well is having an ensemble cast, even though it was named Captain America.
Yeah, true. Like, I really didn't expect it to be about everybody like that.
Yeah.
And they did it really well. Like, the only thing I really could have wished more for would be a full Anthony Mackie Falcon fight scene. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, because they did kind of cut off the one.
Which makes you wonder, doesn't that make you think that's somewhere in a DVD bonus or something? Like, that's one of those things you have to cut for time?
You know what I think is going to happen? Cause I know that dude, I forgot his name, it's Frank something, but he's going to be a super villain. Like,
it's Crossbones.
That's it, Crossbones. I think like he's going to be in like some other like tertiary Marvel movies, and then when Cap 3 comes out, like, he's going to have a real showdown with Falcon and shit, and they're going to finish that shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it just had this feeling like the fight could have been longer, and then they... And they were like, okay, we could either add 4 more minutes of this fight or we could end the movie at a reasonable time. I can't say that that's what happened, but the fight has an abrupt kind of cutaway that feels like, okay, we clearly know.
About to beat his ass. Like, the villain starts coming. I'm like, okay, like, wait, we're not going to finish this shit? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, it was.
I think you might be right, Rod, because a lot of with the Marvel movies, they do cut a lot of things out. I mean, there was a scene on the Thor of the Dark. A lot of the scenes on Thor of the Dark World DVD, if they put it onto the movie, it would make it even better.
Mm-hmm.
And Cap 2 is their longest movie. I think it was like 2 hours, 28 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure they cut something out, and I would not be surprised if you're right, and that is on the DVD somewhere, and they actually have a longer scene.
Yeah, it would make it just the fight had that feeling. I don't know, but yeah, I won't be shocked if it's like as a bonus, you just, and I'm not saying a definitive end, but just like a couple more parries back and forth, because the fight was kind of short.
Because like even in the beginning of the fight, like before they go away from the first time, mm-hmm. like they square up. And then, like, it seems like you're about to see him fight, and then it goes away. So that could be, could be there, too.
Like, yeah. It's not every how they cut that scene, though. It was like that cut scene, like, right before, right before the about to put her titties out, they cut away.
Like, I was so ready, though.
Right. Like, Anthony Mackie all jacked up on his steroids and shit, about to punch, you know, the dude in the face. And right when they, you're like, yeah, no, what the fuck? Yeah, it was kind of fucked up, yo.
Yeah, that shit, that cutaway was like the end of the Rocky where him and Apollo Creed was about to punch each other,
mm-hmm.
and it just goes off, ding, ding.
Oh, you know what, you're absolutely right. It is exactly like that, too, yo.
Because I was waiting on that shit. I was like, wait till they come back, and the next time they show him, he's like running the fuck out of there, and they're both kind of fucked up, like they've been fighting. I was like, shit, what did we miss? But yeah, Cap was dope as fuck, man.
It was my shit, yo. Like, I'm not going to lie, like, I felt like a little bit of an asshole because after the movie was over, I saw it at 8 o'clock on Thursday because he started doing that shit now, mm-hmm. but he released it early. Like after I got out the theater, I just started tweeting Bryan Singer and letting him know that he just should not do Days of Future Past because what we saw after the end of Cap 2 was so spot on. Like,
oh my god, yeah.
Like I was like, nigga, this is how you do it. And then that fucking Burger King commercial came out. Mm-hmm. For Days of Future Past, I'm like, see, I'm like, nah, man, just start over. It's okay. We ain't rushing to see this shit.
Yeah, I'm not even mad though at Bryan Singer anymore.
You just accept it.
Yeah, it's like being mad that the Cleveland Browns continue to suck. Like at some point, it's you can't, like, you just gotta accept it. Like a Cleveland fan, Rick and Morty.
Yes.
Jesus, goddamn Christ.
That's an excellent show.
That last episode.
The
one, which one? The devil episode?
No, that was good too. But the one with the Council of Ricks?
Oh, yeah. By the way, we lost our DVR broke. Like, box broke. They took it away. We lost everything we recorded. So even though it'll record the next show, we haven't seen the last episode of Rick and Morty. So, I got it. I'm trying to get it on demand. They haven't posted it on demand yet.
Yo, you have an iPhone, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can AirPlay it or anything like that, but the Adult Swim app should have it.
Okay. Well, also, I'm going to try to, they always show the replay like tonight.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just record the replay because we couldn't get it. And like, just let me just say before Chris even goes into it. Every time I say Rick and Morty, Chris says, nigga, the last episode of Rick and Morty. That's because that's how good it is. Every week it feels like, god damn, they did it even better this week. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? The joint with the devil, I have watched like 10 times. Just the montage after everything when they're playing that DMX, X gonna give it to you.
Yes, X gonna give it to you. Yo, they was giving everybody the business.
Dog, they show that Nazi like waking up, stretching, walking out the house, and these motherfuckers just walk up, X gonna give it to you. I was like, man, this show is great.
That shit really might be about that scene after the credits roll and they come back to it.
Yes!
Like, this show was great. I'm tweeting that shit out, and then the music come back, and they whooping like a little kid's ass.
Rick figured out that nigga was Satan in like 30 seconds, dude.
Right.
He said, what are you, Satan or some type of demon or something?
Satan hang himself, yo.
The competing story he did, though, I was like, you're such a fucking asshole, Rick. Why you gotta do this?
He was just done. He was tired of dealing with the story. He just burned.
He burned this. I have that gif, man. Like him just burning the store, walking out. He said, okay, pour it now.
I want my son back. He's like, yeah, yeah, hold on. Nah, fuck it. I'm burning this shit.
He went home and he was so bored, dude. he just gave, in the beginning when he creates the robot that is too sentient for what he gave him, he was like, what do I do now? He was like, you're a butter robot. You just get butter. Oh God.
That robot was impressed as fuck, yo.
He's like, hey robot, you want to hang out? I am not programmed for friendship. He's like, all right, suit yourself.
And then when his daddy walked in on him, he was like, dad, you know, you can't be walking in here on the kid, you know, while he's, you know, doing stuff. He's
I could be doing anything here. I'm 14 years old, dad.
I'm a young man with a laptop. Go on, dad.
His dad kept trying to close the door, man.
No.
I forgot about the whole planet shit, man.
Yeah, Pluto.
I forgot about the whole shit, man, because the other shit was so fucking funny.
Dude, and the episode before this, the TV one, where they kept changing channels with the remote.
Man.
Hey, man, Rick's disdain for Jerry is so good.
Yes.
Man, Jerry sat next to him and was like, oh, this commercial right here seems pretty good. And he was like, yeah, if I would care if I gave a fuck about what you think, Jerry.
And I think for me, the one we were just talking about, when he wanted to help him with his science project, and then his mama texted him and was like, hey, your daddy got ego problems. Yeah. You know, he's very sensitive.
So, yeah, that's awesome, man. And Walking Dead.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah.
Cause, I mean, it ended since the last time we did a show. But I enjoyed it thoroughly. We'll be doing a full off-season review for it. I really just ignored the haters and shit. I feel like, I finally reached a place where I realize now what's up with Walking Dead. People never like the show, I think, because it gives them a depressing feeling, and they haven't really understood it. They don't really understand that yet. Like, they don't know why they keep tuning in, because it's actually good, but they want some type of positive resolution and some happiness. But that's not what the concept of The Walking Dead is from get-go.
Yeah.
There's never going to be a cure. They're never going to be safe. There's never going to be a time where everything's going well. It will always be fucked up until all the characters are dead.
Mm-hmm.
So that was something that I really think, people kind of don't know how to handle mentally. So they keep tuning in and then every week they go, I don't like this episode. I didn't like this season. I didn't like that. And I asked a couple people point blank, man, like, when did you like the show?
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's what I would like to know. And, you know, with all the internet we have now, with all the Facebook posts, our podcast, so many, you know, people do YouTube videos. If you liked something, there should be a record of it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck can I ever find the part where you praise this show? You know, I actually brought that up to JL Covan, friend of the show. On Twitter, he was bitching about Walking Dead. And I was like, when did you like it? You have a podcast you put out every single week. Point me to any episode where you praise this show and I'll shut the fuck up. You know, like any, cause you've been watching it for years. You had a podcast for years. Any episode, you pick the episode, show me where you said, hey, they've been doing a great job. This is a bang up show. And, he didn't have one. And I was like, if you don't have one, I know average Joe Blow's shitting on this show ain't got one.
That happens when something's popular. Everybody wants to be in on it. Even though it's not for them. It's like, you know, it's like the people that watch Scandal or Shonda Rhimes shows and know they don't like those kind of things. Like, that's the reason why I don't watch them. I can't tell you if Scandal's good or bad because I don't like Shonda Rhimes' shows. So when I start seeing people complain about them, I'm like, but you know, this is typically what her shows do.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew this when I had a girlfriend that used to like watching Grey's, and I was like, I find this shit terrible. So I'm not going to watch it. So it's like, I find these people that will sit there and this is early. And these people are like six, seven seasons in, still watching the same show, expecting a different result. It's like, it's not going to be different. This is what the show is about.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think you're getting something different? Like, why do you think it's going to quote unquote improve? If the ratings are up because you're still watching it, first of all. Mm-hmm. So that means that by you watching it, people think that you think it's good. So that means it's getting good ratings. Why would they ever change that?
Yeah.
That's true. And I think for me, Rick that nigga. And the reason why I said it is because this last episode was excellent to me. And I think that it ended at a good point. And I think...
Yeah, I love the ending, by the way. Just for the record, I goddamn love the ending. I've heard people go, all this for that? I'm like, do you not see how big a change Rick has had in his time? The episode was directed perfectly because they show you the flashbacks with Herschel to show you the juxtaposition of Rick. They show you, because they never really showed us in the past, but they show you the moment he goes, I'm putting my gun down. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't need that anymore. We're going to use diplomacy. And Herschel's right. Say again, Chris.
And they show you why he thought that. Not just that he did it. Because we knew he did. We never understood why he did it.
Right.
And when you see that scene with that one little kid playing, the older kid playing Legos.
Patrick.
With, Carl at the table with the gun. He's like, fuck, my youngest son is here cleaning, would rather clean a gun than play as a kid. And yeah. He fucked him up.
Dude, and the thing is, people forget at the beginning of last season, they never told us why Rick did this. They just kind of showed that Rick was soft. Mm-hmm. And so I remember everybody being like, yo, what the fuck's up with Rick? You know what I mean? Everybody.
Yeah, going back to like season one where he was like, we don't kill the living. Mm-hmm. To the end of season four?
Yeah.
Where he's ripping out niggas' necks with his teeth?
Yeah.
Come on, dog.
Like, dog. Like people testing Rick's gangster, I don't really understand why. Because he's the reason Carl's here. And if Carl's that fucking thorough, you know Rick is. Like,
yeah, like, well, you know what? Rick is like that dude that don't want no problems. Because he know once he goes off, he can't get it back in the bottle.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like people mistake that dude for a bitch all the time. I've been to every... You know, how many basketball courts or, you know, whatever jobs, whatever you've been, and you have that I like, some people mistake somebody for a bitch and you have to be like, yeah, I'm not so sure about testing that dude. Like,
you might
think, you might think that dude's a bitch, but he's doing, MMA 5 times a week. He's fucking, you know, he might have on glasses right now, but you look at him, he's kind of in shape.
Yo, it's
yeah. Have you ever, if you ever have a conversation with him, he only talks about fights he's been in, you know, shit like that. Where people don't pick up on the clues. That's Rick.
Yeah. Rick is Prince on the basketball court, yo. It's like,
yeah.
You don't want to fuck with that dude, yo.
You're right. Yeah, I'm not doing it, dog. Hey, so
the funny thing about it is the reason why I love this season so much is I remember when Walking Dead first started and me and you we were like Team Rick, Team Shane, and shit like that. And you were like, nah, man, you gotta get Rick. I was like, nah, man, fuck Rick, it's Shane, you know. I remember that, and I've come along, and I've seen how Rick has grown into what he is. And even when he's soft, being soft, or he's having his little breakdown, things like that, I totally get why he's doing that. It's like, I've watched the character grow. It's just, to me, when you see people go and say these things, you're like, you're not really watching the show because you don't care about character growth.
Yeah, you know? People wanted him to be, and I mean, it's a reasonable want, you know what I'm saying, especially if you're gonna wait for the show to actually do it, but people wanted him to basically be Rick now in like season 1, episode 3,
and that
wouldn't have been realistic story writing, but this right here tells you that they understand and know that that's what people want, you know what I'm saying? And this, and like that, the second that he finally was like, yeah, we're not stuck in here with them.
Right, stuck in here with us.
Yeah, I was like, bars, nigga, yeah. Bars.
Which cracks me up because, like, right after he says they don't know who they're dealing with, and then somehow the internet got mad that he didn't say fuck on live on television. Like, you need him to say fuck in an episode where a kid almost got raped and he ripped a man's neck out and stabbed a nigga like 40-11 times.
Right, already were pushing the boundaries with that episode to begin with.
Yes,
right?
They were.
And if, you know, and honestly, man, if he would have said fuck, who cares?
Seriously.
Like, honestly, I've been watching Mad Men on
Netflix,
and I'm all caught up. And they cuss on that, but when you see the closed captioning, you can tell they didn't let him say it on the air. So it's like, and they barely cut, they don't cuss a lot, but it's like, this is bull. And they'll say S dot dot A L R Q. And it's like, okay, I guess when they aired, they didn't say bullshit. Yep. I'm like, who cares? I get the point.
Yeah. I didn't understand that complaint from a lot of people.
But again, the shit that killed me is that I think the reason this season was brilliant, and we'll talk about it in off-season reviews, Karen, but switching the storytelling from like the one cohesive kind of like story, maybe two different narratives, you know, one from the governor's side. First of all, in the first half, that was brilliant.
Yes, it was.
Like, the going back and developing the governor into where this battle takes place,
yes.
Even better than the comic book. Humanity. In the comic book, the governor's a one-dimensional bad guy who just won't die.
Ain't that true? In
this joint, you actually go have sympathy for the governor at some point.
Like, goddamn, he's a human.
Yeah, and you actually appreciate him as a bad guy when he shows up. You don't just see him as a one-sided evil dude with an eye patch. And then in the second part of the season, the short vignettes with each group.
I loved it.
It had different dramatic effect to me than before. And I actually started caring about characters. Like, I still am fucked up about Beth.
Yeah.
And I could have gave no fucks about Beth.
Prior to those
two episodes of her and Daryl.
Yeah, before she was just a girl singing every episode and shit.
I was really, like, there were episodes where I was like, I'm sure they're gonna kill her soon, so when she dies, that'll be, I guess everybody's gonna act sad, but she never really had a good part anyway. And now I'm like, damn, Beth, just a young kid like Carl trying to figure her way out in this world, and who knows what the fuck's happening to her right now. So,
that's true.
You know, with Mika or Mike, that was some fucked up shit, man. Yes. I was like, I was one of those people going, oh, we got to kill this bitch now. But I'm like, imagine that. You're having, you know, and this is why I say people don't understand to put themselves into the show. It's one thing as a person outside of a show, knowing the show is not real, to go, oh, yeah, you just got to kill that little bitch. That's one thing. But when you put yourself into the show and realize what these people have to do, you have to kill a little girl who had just killed her sister.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, like, gutted her sister.
Yep. And not because it's really her fault.
Right.
Like, this isn't even like with some of the humans that get killed in the show. It's like, well, he had it coming. What the fuck did you expect? She just didn't, like, this world cannot handle that level of mental illness. And she just had to go. And, like, Carol put her down. Like, shit like that was so dramatic. And it wouldn't have worked, in my opinion, in this same storyline where, like, six different storylines are going on at the same time. And that was, you know, it would have took six episodes to conclude that. And, it, you know, like, that wouldn't have felt the same.
That and before we move on, Carol went from being abused, fucking crying a whole episode and a half because Sophia died, to putting a bullet in a child's head. You can't tell me that's character development. Something's wrong with you.
Yeah. All right.
That character's developed so much. Yeah.
I just want to throw out there, too, I'm looking forward to so many movies this year.
Yes.
I didn't realize how dope this year is going to be.
Very.
Because I didn't think Noah would be great, and it was. One of the top five funniest movies I've seen in a couple of years.
He was the most badass vegan ever.
Yeah. But we're going to see Planet of the Apes 2.
Yes.
That's coming out. Amazing 2.
Yes.
Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Godzilla. Transformers.
That Godzilla.
Those last three are ones that I was like, yeah, if that's even watchable, that's fine. And I've seen the trailers for all three and been like, yeah, I kind of do want to see this.
That trailer for Godzilla. That last trailer for Godzilla.
Yeah, I got to apologize to both of y'all, man. I actually remember just being very, very dismissive of y'all on Twitter.
Yeah, I remember that.
When y'all brought it up, man. Like, I was like, these niggas are tripping balls. Like, there has never been a great Godzilla movie.
I was
like, why the fuck would this be the first one? And, you know, when I saw that trailer, I was like, oh, because it's 2014.
Yes, and Godzilla.
That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
It looked fantastic going across my big-ass TV. And somebody bought up Lucy.
Yeah, Lucy I wrote down. Yeah, Lucy's coming out. Like, didn't even know about this movie 2 months ago.
Not till Captain America.
I'm even going to say it, y'all. I have no expectations for this film. I'm not going to run out to see it. If I get a screener for it, I will see it. But I'm still kind of hoping that Days of Future Past pulls it out for me. I'm still hoping. I feel like it still could do it. I don't know.
The second trailer did look good.
Kevin
worked too hard. I did forget that, and this is my fault, I did forget that Singer did not direct X-Men 3, mm-hmm. which is the one I think unequivocally most people would call shitty.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't even know he didn't do that. Wow.
Yeah, I assumed he did it. Then I went back and rewatched it, and his name was nowhere on that shit, and I was like, you know what? I've been a little too hard on the dude, because as much as I think the first two X-Men are not, like, the best movies, they're nowhere near as shitty as X3. Like, it is a huge difference between X, like, hey, you could tell that a real director didn't get his hands on the first, on the X3. Cause the stars were completely, like, overruling him. Like, nah, kill Cyclops. He's not, I don't know who that nigga's last name. I'm Halle Berry and I want Halle Berry parts. And you could just feel like, oh, we got Frazier Crane. We got to get Frazier Crane 40 minutes of screen time, even if he's not going to have much to do, you know? So, I got to say, man, I'm a little more hopeful than I was. I still don't expect a lot. But I could be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, my biggest complaint about this movie right now is just their marketing. Like, if they didn't do this marketing, I think I would still be a little hopeful about this film. Their marketing, though, like, the whole thing we talked about, it's not Burger King, it was Carl Jr.
Carl Jr.
That was
with the Quicksilver. It's like, he's going to have a small role, but you can tell that they're trying to compete with Marvel Studios. Mm-hmm. So now they're trying to rush to put Quicksilver out there, even though he's supposed to have a really small role in the film. Bryan Singer told us too much about the film as it is. It's just like, don't tell us anything. Let us see the trailers, and you don't have, it's like they're trying too hard. Mm-hmm. If they hadn't been trying so hard, I still think I would have been like, I'm going to give this shit a chance. So I'm just nervous because of all the things they put out there.
But the second trailer looks great, though.
Yeah, it does.
Why wasn't that the first trailer? That's what I don't get. Like, why is there, like, so it's like someone went, looked at the movie and was like, no, dog. put these parts in, because that other shit nobody wants to see. Like, you already gonna fool them. Like, they're gonna go see it and they're gonna realize the other shit's in the movie still. But cut it this way and show a little bit more. Like, once you throw in more of young Magneto and young Professor X, the movie looks great, because they were the guest part of First Class.
Yes, they were.
All they needed to put in that first trailer, they don't even need, but they could have had the same trailer. All they needed at the end of that trailer was that image in the second trailer with Magneto, like with the Sentinels.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a quick 5 seconds. You put that into that joint, I think people would have been like, oh, okay, we'll give it a chance.
Yep. As soon as they showed the Sentinel that was like a small distance from killing Halle Berry, mm-hmm. I said, okay, I see. All right, I guess I was right. Y'all niggas are bringing back the old cast to do off with them, so we could start a new, keep the franchise from First Class going. Cause that was one of the things that Chris had an issue with when we did the First Class review, was like, this isn't a reboot, because they, and Fox was refusing to call it a reboot. Mm-hmm. And I was like, clearly this has to be a fucking reboot. Like, this is too good. Anytime you do something better than the other shit, you start from here. Like, it's too clean of a start. And they still refuse to do it. And it looks like, in my opinion, Days of Future Past, and if y'all know, just don't even tell me, I'm only guessing. If you're on Twitter, don't fucking hit me up with this. I don't want no spoilers, but it looks a lot like, they're just gonna kill off the old people and start with the young dudes. I'm game for that.
I hope that happens.
Yeah, I'm completely game for that shit. Don't go back. Don't go backwards. You know, if you can find a way to merge Hugh Jackman into the shit you're already doing, I'd rather see that.
Here's the thing. I want them to do good. Just like I wanted the Wolverine to be a better film than it is.
Yeah.
I want them. Cause, you know, Fox is never going to get these rights up. Yep. You know, so if you're not going to get the rights up, do it right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want. Like, I'm not one of those people, well, fuck Fox and fuck Marvel. No. If you do a good film, I'm in your corner. Same thing. That's why you never see me complaining about Sony and Spider-Man. They have more good than bad. I'll stick with it, you know?
Yep. Alright, man, and I'm sure there's a ton more that I'm even missing out on, but those are the ones I've seen the trailers for lately, and I was just like, oh yeah, I fucking love these movies.
Yeah.
And that poster, the new Planet of the Apes poster.
Oh my God.
With Caesar holding a little baby.
Black Fatherhood, yo?
Oh, I haven't seen that shit.
Yeah, dog. Black Fatherhood, dog.
Black Fatherhood moment, yo.
Black Fatherhood. That was like, it got me right in that soft spot where I'm like, that's right. They know exactly what they're doing.
Dude, this is only the only time we're comparing black people to monkeys is going to work for me, because mm-hmm. I'm kicking it as that, yo. I'm like, yo, these monkeys is going to take over and kill these white folks. I'm in, yo.
Oh, and I'm definitely going to see this shit at the White Theater.
Like we did last time.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. We doing it again. I want to see.
It was so much fun.
That shit is amazing.
I need to see angry white folks, man.
They was pissed. Because they
did not get, if there was ever an example of white privilege at work, go watch this movie with white people and watch how they just go like, why the fuck are you smiling? Like, what is good about this?
Yes, and why are you two, the black people, the only two people laughing? It's not funny what's happening to these white folks.
Yeah, not even white folks. Can't, the main bad dude is black. I don't care.
Me either.
He represents the white man.
Yes.
That allegory is so perfect.
Yeah, I'm definitely going like in the middle of the day in the whitest neighborhood. Like I might drive like 20 miles.
Yeah,
I'm taking my dad because we went, I think, in an empty theater. And like, you know, you just with your pops and I'm just chilling. And like the movie's about to start. And like, you know, like right before it says the title screen, he just yells out like, apes!
Yeah.
And every fucking white person, you could just hear tense up around me. I'm like, yes.
They've only released one trailer for this movie so far, and it really just comes out with Caesar giving that black anger face.
Yes,
he panning on it, and you're just like, yo, black rage.
It might as well just have a hashtag still mad. Still mad. Like it looked like whatever, like Caesar had a vision of going to that forest and like living with his people. Mm-hmm. And you know, even through the disease, humans fucked it up somehow.
Yes, they did.
They kept fucking with him, and he had that look like, so I guess I got to do it again, huh? Okay. Okay. I ain't got shit to say. Let's just go ahead. I got little babies counting on me. Also, man, I guess quick round of, what do you think about, this? Any thoughts on, Transcendence?
I think I gotta talk to Kev, but I think we see it on, Tuesday. Looks like it's going to be almost like a Lawnmower Man, but I'm actually interested in seeing it. I think it might be actually kind of cool. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to see it on Tuesday to see how good it is. But, yeah, I mean.
It's one of the movies where I think it's going to be good or bad. I don't think it's going to be in between for that movie.
The reason I ask is because I don't know if you guys know this, but the dude who wrote Transcendence is scripted to write the Battlestar Galactica movie.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm a little like, please let this be good.
Mm-hmm.
I would really love to be excited about a Battlestar Galactica movie.
Yeah, for me, the story seems great, but I can't do it with Johnny Depp no more. Like, that nigga just is horrible to me now. Like, for somehow, Nick Cage gets, like, shitted on, but Johnny Depp gets a pass when he has way, like, as much bad shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I can sit through it. But, the idea of the movie, like, every time I see the trailer, looks great, but I know he's gonna fucking like fuck the movie up somehow. And I don't know, man. I don't think I can do it.
He's wearing a little thin on me, but I mean, they got a good cast. I don't see any reason that the movie shouldn't be good unless, like, it's unfortunate because if it's not good, it's probably because it wasn't written well.
Mm-hmm.
So, like Catch 22, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, Jack Paglin is gonna kill this shit, and I'm gonna be like, hell yeah, nigga, Battlestar Galactica coming. Or if I find out that, if this shit sucks, I'm going to be like, fuck, Battlestar Galactica coming, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
If that Battlestar Galactica movie ends up sucking, I'm like, yo, can y'all just bring it back to sci-fi? Yo?
Yeah, dog. Can y'all just stop trying and just let them do their thing?
I don't know if anybody saw that Blood and Chrome prequel they did. It's actually really good. And I'm like, yo, why don't you guys make this a TV show?
Because
basically a young... Young Adama during the first Cylon War. And it was actually a really good 2-hour TV, or actually may have been a 4-hour, 2-part TV series. I can't remember how long it was. Mm-hmm. But it was actually really good. And you're like, well, maybe they're going to do this for a new TV show. Sci-Fi never brought it up.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about news. And we've got news that's kind of old, but I want to talk about Justin Tao can suck my dick. He made an article called "The Average Xbox One Owner Uses Console 5 Hours a Day." Really?
That little?
Really? I can't believe it. Yes, nigga, we do. It's actually not a lot. That's actually That's an average. I know I use my shit way more than 5 hours a day.
Yeah, it has to be like 5 hours a day for people that don't have their TV connected or something.
Right. Like, you must not never be home or something. Or, like, have it, like Elon has it in his garage. Like, the only way I wouldn't be using my shit 5 hours a day is if it was, like, off in my man cave, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, nigga, TV goes on, Xbox on.
Yeah, so it's exactly. always on.
Yeah.
How much is daisy chained through? Like I was with my brother Charles today, and he didn't know that you could have your TV get turned on by your Xbox. So I had to, like, let this nigga in on that secret for somehow you missed. But, like, with me, like, my home theater system runs through my Xbox now. So,
me
like,
too.
When I walk in the room and I say Xbox on, nigga, the whole room turns on.
Yeah, sound bars, yeah. fucking TV, mm-hmm. my
the cable box,
all this shit, man. Like, and this dude's article is trying too hard to be snarky instead of just being like, oh, like, it's almost like, do these people own Xbox Ones, or are they just writing these fucking articles?
Because they just write them.
Because it's like, if you own one, this wouldn't be amazing, dog. He says, each Xbox One owner is spending 5 hours a day on average using the console, which is just extraordinary, according to Phil Harrison, VP of the Microsoft Xbox division. He says, I contacted Microsoft for clarification, was told that according to Microsoft's internal data, on average, Xbox One users around the world spend more than 5 hours a day on a console, watching TV, playing games, using apps like Hulu, Netflix, or Skype, and spending time on the dashboard.
And that was the whole purpose of making it an all-in-one system.
Then he goes, I'd love to think that gaming is the primary use for Xbox One. I really would. Yeah, but when they made it, they said that gaming was not all the box was going to be used for.
Nope.
He didn't even say it was going to be the primary
for your
thing.
Entertainment, not just for your gaming.
Right, and that's why everybody got mad. So now you mad at us for using our Xbox Ones for something other than gaming? How did you ever stop to think that might be why we bought it?
Hey, that's why I bought it, because I'm lazy.
That's my exact reason.
I mean, I think the media has done this because they wanted a certain outcome, and it's not happening. They wanted people to not buy into what Microsoft was selling us. And going, well, no, we know better. You guys don't want this. You guys just want a game. It's like, no, we actually want more. We want more for our money. If we're going to pay this money for it, we're going to want to be able to do this. I can watch TV and play a game at the same time. I can do everything through my Xbox and control it that way. It's like, that's what we wanted. They're like, I can't believe you guys wanted to do that. It's like, yeah, we've always
Like, it's to the point now, like, where I damn near, like, everything I'm buying, I'm trying to figure out how to plug it into my Xbox so I never have to switch inputs now. Like, the Amazon Fire TV came out, like, last week. And I was like, all right, that's cool. I'm going to wait, because supposedly, like, with the new Apple TV, there might be the same thing as the Xbox with the daisy-chaining HDMIs. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, nigga, let that shit happen. If that shit happens, my cable box goes into the Apple TV, my Apple TV goes into the Xbox. Like, this is what I wanted. So, I don't know about y'all, but, like, me and my boys, like, we were sitting at Xbox Live parties, like, watch football and shit. And one of us might be playing a game, one might be watching football. And I'm like, hey, nigga, turn the Fox or whatever. He turns the Fox, you got to wait, like, that 4 or 5 seconds for your HDMI switch to go over.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't do that no more. I'm out the poverty, yo. I just tell my Xbox to watch TV, and I'm in a glorious place. Like, nah, man, this is what we wanted. And this is what we got.
In the time since we've done the show, also, Xbox has lowered their prices.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, in some places, it's cheaper than a fucking PS4 because they're giving you a free game.
I think Titanfall at Target, Titanfall bundle came, it was like $4.50, mm-hmm. I think, but it also gave you a year of Xbox Live, which really made the console itself $370.
Right. It's crazy shit like that where you're like, yeah, man, this is getting real competitive and people don't want to acknowledge it because it doesn't fit the narrative. And then you have stupid ass articles like this where the dude is mad that people aren't gaming 24 hours a day when the fucking console purpose is not to be just a gaming console. How can you be in, like, are you mad that the PS4 data is going to be like, yeah, it was 2 hours of per day that people are playing?
Yeah.
Like, don't be mad. It's not, like, everything about, that's the thing that's killing me. Everything about this generation doesn't have to be a competition, especially among fans. Like, is it really a huge difference between a game running at 900 or 1080p? I can't tell the fucking difference, to be quite honest with you guys. I'm sure some people can, so before you write in, I'm not saying no one can. But me personally, as someone who's seen it, I can't tell the fucking difference.
Yeah,
so
like Titanfall looks just as good as Forza 5 to me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And Titanfall runs at what, 762 or 900p, and Forza's 1080p. Like, I can't fucking tell the difference.
I can't tell the difference, and I'm not trying to be that guy. Yeah. I heard you can tell the difference between 360 and Xbox One. I don't even know. I haven't looked, but I wouldn't be surprised if I walked in, saw someone playing it on 360, and I didn't notice that it was that different.
With the 360 shit, what ended up happening was a lot of their games are upscaled, so like they'll really be like 480 to 500p, then sent to 720p. Mm-hmm. But for the Xbox games, they're usually like 720 or 900 upscaled to 1080. So everything is already in HD.
Okay.
So it's a lot different of a.
Like I said, I'm not gonna.
You're not gonna tell the difference.
I can't. I saw a fucking four split screen of the Metal Gear Solid shit. And it was Xbox One, PS3, PS4, Xbox 360. I watched all four of those shits and I was like, so what's the difference?
Right.
I had to wait to the very end where it was like, this is the 360, this is it. I was like, okay, I guess.
Man, I remember they did the same shit with the, Assassin's Creed 4 with the PS4 and the Xbox One. And I was just like, yeah, I don't really
care.
Because like, you're comparing a still image to when I'm actually running around in the field doing some shit. It's like,
honestly, I said from the jump, graphics is not going to be the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we already got to a level where you're not going to graphically improve that major between consoles anymore, because we're reaching that uncanny valley state. It's going to be the other shit, peripherals, other functions. That's what's going to start leading to people having next gen experience. Yeah. And I actually have a couple articles for that coming up later, but it's going to be that type of shit, virtual reality and shit like that, where you're like, okay, you could not do that last gen.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say also, like, just the quality of the games. Like, I played Assassin's Creed a little bit on 360 and I beat it on Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the games pretty much look the same. Like, it looks slightly better on Xbox One and PS4. But it's like that depth of field thing that I know. It's like if you had the Tomb Raider Definitive Edition, you can tell. Like if you're at the top of that tower that like you have Lara like get the signal from, you can see the whole world on the next gen or the current gen version. Then you couldn't last. But like that's really what it's going to be. Like you can make things look better, but it's really going to be about just giving you a better overall experience.
Yeah.
Like the that game, The Crew, that's coming out. You can drive in one game, I believe, without loading. From LA to New York in 3.5 hours.
Shit.
Like, that's some next gen shit. You know what I mean? Like, not just the car.
And it's a very little thing. Like, it's not something that you go, I noticed this right away. No, it's something that you need to play for 3.5 hours and then go, wait a minute, did this shit ever load?
Yeah, like, they were talking about that with Batman Arkham Knight. Like, in the new one, when you walk through doors, you're not supposed to have a black screen anymore. You just walk in the building. I'm like, that's major.
Right, but like I said, average Joe Blows is gonna be like, is that 1080p? It's like, okay, if that's all you care about, I like I said, I can't tell. Karen, you were gonna say something, and then Chris.
Oh, I was gonna say this. Number one, the thing about the new gaming consoles, which a lot of people that are into games fail to realize, new gaming consoles, not only are they targeting gamers, they're targeting non-gamers. They're targeting people who really don't care about games, but say, oh, I can Skype. Oh, I can put my cable in here. Oh, I can do this shit. I'm not a gamer, but I can be online with everybody else and watch Netflix and stream this shit. Like, they want it to be an all-in-one entertainment system. So even if you don't play games, you can make a $400, $500 purchase and don't feel like you've wasted your purchase. So they're also expanding their market. And for me, I'm not even gonna lie. And I don't know if it's a woman thing or what, but I fucking hate the 45 remote controls we had goddamn around here. One for the TV, one for the box, one for the subwoofer. The subwoofer get turned off. I gotta waste 15 minutes finding that. It feels wonderful to say Xbox on and every goddamn thing light up. I wish the lights would come on too when I said Xbox on.
Yep. Yeah.
If I could get one with full home automation, it would be a wrap.
Did it turn to almost human? And do you end up killing a kid?
Hey, look, I ain't got no kids, so I ain't got to worry about
they didn't kill their own kid.
Right.
Kill that nigga trying to break. Problem. Kill whatever that nigga trying to get some pussy.
Yeah, whatever my Xbox feels is reasonable.
Okay.
I feel it's okay.
Well, hey, whenever the girl that he was trying to fuck takes over your home system, remember I told you first.
Right. At least I got to have fun first.
And Chris?
Yeah, two things. One, I was going to say what Karen said about the system, these games are now trying to appeal to a larger crowd. I also hate that these media organizations that claim to be on top of the the gaming world haven't, are pretending like they don't notice that.
Come on,
like, they haven't noticed that, you know, TVs now, you have Amazon Fire, you have all these other things are doing the same thing. Like, the thing about Amazon Fire, guess what it is? Voice controlled.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Like, how people are trying to, they miss that these gaming consoles are doing some of these same things, these other things that they're trying to do are doing as well. It's like the gaming, the Amazon Fire also plays video games, all this other stuff too. It's like people are praising that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, like, this is the same
thing. And I don't understand, like, to me, it's, I guess maybe Microsoft's just a big bad bully or whatever. Because it's weird to see them obviously go, I'm gonna slant this article bad for, because it's about Xbox. And then something else does the same fucking thing. It's like, this is great. And this is great for gaming. This is great for everybody. You're like, but that's what you don't like about the other shit, you know? Like, it's very weird.
I think you could tell, like, there's a definite slight, because I don't know if y'all noticed, but normally within, like, the first 2 weeks, normally within the first week, every month, you saw, like, 10 articles coming out in a day talking about how PS4 was outselling Xbox One, whatever to whatever. We ain't seen none of that shit since Titanfall bundles dropped.
Oh,
yeah. I'm like, so y'all really just going to keep me all this shit? Like, we knew what's going to happen. Like,
I actually, like, real talk, like, this article I'm reading right now is the last Games Radar article I'm ever reading on the show.
Yo, this
because it's just trolling at some point.
Yeah, this is like when Obama, the people start getting on Obama about not having.
Yeah, Chris, get cut off.
I think so. Yeah.
Yo, Chris.
Oh.
All right, let me call him right back. Who knows? Phone might have died or something.
He got sucked into the matrix. It's already.
Yeah. He was already kind of struggling.
Yeah.
A little bit there. Okay, it's saying he's busy.
He might be trying to call us back.
He might be. I don't know. We'll just give it a second. Yeah, he might have just got disconnected. But I just think I listen to Games Radar podcast, man. I really liked it. But you know, shit just starts adding up where you're like, okay, I think Chris back. But it starts adding up, and you're like, damn dog, like, is your job to troll or is your job to just do the show? Cause, you know, they were I remember when it first, was coming out, and they were like, the X-Bone, and, when Titanfall first came out, it was like, Serverfall, and, like, just, where it's like, damn, y'all really just gonna shit on everything that, like, as a joke with this console, because you know that people will listen just to be like, well, I'm expecting you guys to cover some gaming news at some point. And, if that's your gimmick, man, you can count me the fuck out.
Yeah, I forgot what the name of the podcast was. But, like, you can tell when people just are sticking to their side of everything and not looking at it from the overall angle. Like, I remember right before Titanfall came out, a podcast said Titanfall wasn't going to be popular for more than 2 weeks because he's 35 and he can't pause it because it's fully online. So he needs to deal with his kids. He can't play it. Like, you're not the age that games are made for.
Right.
Like, I don't understand. Like, it's made for, like, I got the feeling of Halo 3 when I first played Titanfall. Like, it's for that 19-year-old kid in college that wants to stay up with his friends. You know what I mean? Like, people, like, I don't understand, like, the slanted articles for something when you should just stick down the middle and be fair to both sides.
Yeah. Chris, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah, you were saying something about Obama, or did you?
No, I was just going to say, it's like when the economy started getting better and people just stopped mentioning those.
Yes.
That's how the shit is. It's like, Xbox started selling better, and people were just like, oh, well, I guess it goes, okay, well.
The unemployment rate stopped showing.
Right, right, right. You know, all of a sudden, they start changing the game. Well, no, it's really about the fact that it's only going to be 900p, not 1080p. It's like, nigga, stop your embarrassment.
And as people will see on this show, I'm not like that. I want Sony to do as good as fucking possible.
Absolutely.
Because it absolutely helps me as an Xbox owner.
It benefits the consumers.
Everything they do. I want them to try to do every fucking thing the Xbox One does. Mm-hmm. Everything. Because it's going, look how quick they lowered the price, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shit is unheard of in a console generation. It hasn't been out 6 months. They're like, yo, lower the price to what the PS4 is. Throw in a free game. Like, do what you have to do. Give them a free year Xbox Live. Like, that's crazy.
Or the price of digital, freshly released digital games. It's like,
yeah, nigga, a Sega Genesis was the same price for like 2 years.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
This is crazy. And nobody appreciates how crazy it is So I hope they continue to be unrelenting on Xbox One, and I can hopefully Sony keeps stepping it up. But I am still taking notice of all the people writing these fucked up articles.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, dude was like, it must be people leaving their idle on the dashboard 24 hours a day. Okay, dog.
Shit like that, he doesn't know how the Xbox One works.
Right.
Yeah, don't have one.
First of all, you don't leave it idle on the dashboard because you just can take watch TV if you're going to do that or play this game.
That's real PlayStation mindset.
Like, right.
No, Nick, we just go to another thing we
want to
do.
Yeah, there's a bunch of shit you want to do.
Right. Are you on your dashboard? What the fuck are you on the dashboard for? Like,
right. Like, snap that bitch. You can at least look at two things. At least snap that shit. What are you doing? I read an article by Lucy O'Brien, who said, five reasons why Black Widow needs her own movie. Now, here's the thing. I agree. I think need is strong, but it doesn't matter. I could see a Black Widow movie, especially after the last Captain America.
I can too.
I would have no problem with it, because if you write the character big enough and well enough, it'll work. Do the ensemble thing like you did with Cap. Maybe this is how you sneak a Falcon movie in. You know, have him in there. Maybe this is how you sneak a little more Winter Soldier. I think they should keep the formula they're doing. Do the next Captain America ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep the stories going for everybody. But okay, you want to give her own separate movies. I'm cool with that. Then you look at her five reasons.
I don't read things like this. I know when people say this. Even if I agree with them overall on something, the reason they're going to make me want to hate them.
And that's basically what happened. Yeah. Yeah. So I read Lucy's reasons, and one of the reasons is because she has no powers, only mad skills. Says she one-ups Batman, arguably.
Oh, my. What's wrong with her?
Yeah. She outwits Loki, the most tactically minded villains. That's actually debatable, but okay, because she figured out his plan, then they went right upstairs and executed his plan. So she's like, he wants us to unleash the Hulk, and they did that. So that was not good.
Yeah.
She mentioned that she went toe to toe with the Hulk in here.
Mm-mm,
that's not. Yeah.
Running from him.
I don't remember that happening.
Yeah. Thor went toe to toe with the Hulk. She wouldn't hit her ass like any smart person would do.
Yeah, she had post-traumatic stress syndrome from it. Yeah. She was in the corner huddling, yo.
She was fucked up.
She was like, yo, I'll go take care of Hawkeye while you guys are doing this.
Because she has a complex past, and she does, and they've hinted about it in Avengers and in Cap. I do want them to go into it at some point.
KGB background.
Yeah. Not just that, but she's been on missions with Hawkeye, apparently. Because remember when they both referred to, I think it was Bangladesh or some shit. So yeah, I would love to see. I'm down for that. Because Scarlett Johansson is so hot right now. Basically saying she's been in so many movies that have done well. Which is fine, you know. This is as good a reason as any, I guess. Because there are a great number of Widow stories to draw from. This one I'm not sure about, but maybe that's just because in my comic book reading, I did not run across a ton of Black Widow stories or ever get into her as a solo character. I don't even remember her having a solo book, to be honest, so it's quite possible I just missed it. But okay. Because why the hell not is her fifth reason.
What publication does she write for?
She writes for IGN.
Oh, cool.
You know what? Shit like this, when I read shit like this, this is shit that makes me mad. Like, this is shit article. It's like she didn't even, like, it has nothing to do, and I have a feeling that she's going to get a lot of shit because she's a woman. Mm-hmm. She's writing about a woman character. She's going to get a lot of sexism from it. But what pisses me off about it is, it's a shit article.
Yep.
Like, if you're going to write something like that, put some goddamn effort into your writing. Go and do some fucking research about why that character should have a movie. I can come up with five reasons why the character should have a movie that aren't superficial like that. Because she's hot right now? What the fuck is that? It's a stupid fucking reason. It's like, come on, man. I it really pisses me off when you see these big publications with these writers come in and write these articles, and it's like an editor didn't even go to them and go, no, do it again. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it sounds like somebody just like do an article and make it a click article, because it sounds like almost like a BuzzFeed type list type thing. Like IGN is too big to have to do stupid shit like other companies like Complex.
Yeah,
and all that. Like I don't. That's just bad.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, fucking IGN, do better.
Is that? Yeah, and the sad thing about it is I like the character.
Right. Mm-hmm. I just read this article. Like, I read the title. I was like, yep. Read the points. I was like, nope. Not those points.
Right.
AT&T calls Netflix arrogant on paying for additional bandwidth.
Wow.
Because Netflix is like, we're not doing that shit. Even though they pay with, like, another provider, but not this one.
Yeah, Comcast. They didn't pay for bandwidth. They paid for the portals.
Yeah.
So there was more open. But it's still basically the same shit.
Yeah. And they said they arrogant and... so basically this is the first step in trying to enforce that net neutrality shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, Netflix has a good point, which is, I double fucking dog dare you to lower our shit.
Yeah, because.
Like, we Netflix and we're the number one cause of traffic on the internet. Lower our shit to your customers if you want. See how long you have those customers.
Yeah, they'll transfer over to somebody that's not lowering the shit.
Yeah, yep. I have AT&T UVerse and, second, my fucking quality drops on these Netflix, they gone.
I'm out.
Yeah, shit.
So
yeah, matter of fact, like it's about to get real for them. Because matter of fact, where y'all at? I think within the next year, Google Fiber's coming there. Like they're gonna have to get their shit straight.
What's a Google Fiber?
It's Google's network. It's like $120 a month for all HD channels, a Google Nexus, a tablet to control your DVR, and 1 gigabit internet speeds.
Shit.
Mm.
Yeah, it shits on anything that you can get from Comcast, AT&T, or Verizon. I think I'm on Switch.
Switch over.
Yeah. The thing about this Netflix thing is, because like, people are like, well, why they pay Comcast and then pay anybody else? That's actually smart. Comcast is actually in a lot of markets. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to pay all the providers. You just need to pay one. You pay one. If the other providers drop their speeds, they know their customers are going to go to Comcast, who they're already paying.
Yep.
Now that I think about it, it's a brilliant
really movie. Brilliant.
Because they're playing chicken. Like you said, they're like, drop it, I dare you. Because then they're going to go to Comcast.
That's all you got to do? That's all you got to do. Go ahead and drop it, man. Let your customers see that first buffering on Netflix, and they're going to call you up and be like, what's wrong with my fucking cable?
Yep.
Yeah, I pay 100 and something a month.
I'm on Comcast. My shit don't buffer no more. Like, you know how, like, normally when you start Netflix up, you got that, like, couple seconds of buffering in the episode?
Yep.
I kick play, and it's just HD.
Yep.
Like, this shit is real, man. Like
the Netflix shit too, man. I'll be downloading porn and watching that shit, man. It'd be fine. Why? Like I said, first time I see it, buy AT&T. It ain't that serious for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Xbox One made a deal with indie developers to get 25 indie games or something like that.
Yeah, ID at Xbox.
Yeah, they don't have no games though.
Nah, one's out already. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They ain't got no games.
It's like Super Strike Hero HD or some shit like that. Yeah, man.
But it's not about the games, though.
No, it's not.
It's not about the games at all. No. That's going to be too hard. Xbox Director of Development assures fans that they will see 1080p on Xbox One. I'm not going to read this because I really have to say, I don't care.
Me either. As long as it looks pretty.
You know what's in 1080p? When I hit play a Blu-ray, when I watch most of my shows on cable.
Well, the thing about it,
I don't really care because I can't notice. Wait, you know what I'm saying?
Is cable even always in 1080p?
It depends.
No, it's not always in. It's not always in 1080p.
Because I accidentally somehow my cable box got reset,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't figure out why my guy was always so small. It turned out that my TV had gone down to 720p. I don't know how long it's been like that. I never fucking noticed. I've been watching TV, didn't notice it.
Until
I upgraded to my new box, like it was always 1080i, and now I can actually get 1080p with my new box. Yeah, like
it really has to be the biggest miss, like direction going right now in gaming.
Honestly, because like for me, like the 1080p is cool. Like I know honestly, once both consoles can do 1080p in a steady 60 frames per second, the next argument is going to be when can it do 4K? Even though it probably never will. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like the frame rate thing is more important to me rather than the resolution, only because if it's not a steady, like Xbox is smart enough to tell until they can get 60 frames at a steady rate, they just keep it locked at 30. Because PS4, they'll say they can do 60 on most of the shit, but whenever action happens, it dips down to like 32 or 45 or something. which is like it doesn't happen in Titanfall, but you could have had it like on other games where you'll see if you're like too much action's happening on screen, it almost feels like it lags.
Yeah.
Even when you're playing single player, that's when you're getting a frame drop. I'd rather see that happen more than anything else, but everybody cares about the damn resolution.
Yeah, it's like I said, man. When I notice, I'll be upset. I really don't care, guys. PS4. This is big news and probably my favorite article of the day. They're going to be able to preload titles soon, which means you can do the thing that we wanted to do for Titanfall, download this shit. And at midnight, it just gives access to it. So you don't got to wait the next day to take 7 hours to download it or,
But they like going to GameStop. What's wrong with getting up at midnight and going to GameStop?
Wait, but if you preload it, how will you hand the copy to your friend when they want to play?
Yes, my friend is halfway across the world.
Right, and I think this is one of those things where people were full of shit complaining about it, and yes. Now that they have this option, everyone's going to pick this option.
Yes.
And people are going to watch. GameStop's going to change. Xbox Live is going to change. PS4 store is going to change. Developers are going to change. Origin is already switching over to digital only. Yep. Like, we're going to watch a revolution happen in this generation. And this is next gen shit, dog. Well, when you say, I don't need to go to a store because I want to just stay home and play my shit, that's some next gen shit.
I don't know if you had the article or not, or if you're going to talk about it, but it was the one where I think you put it on Facebook with GameStop saying they're going to go.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
It's like I was going to say it on Twitter on Facebook, and I was like, I'm going to save it for the Nerd Off. You know, that is what they're going to do, and that's when Xbox is going to bring that digital marketplace back, because once GameStop can start switching their stores to do other shit other than just gaming, they want. Xbox and Microsoft and Sony want to rely on them for selling their hardware, and they can go the digital route and not have to worry about that shit.
Yeah, like I think even on Xbox, if I'm not mistaken, Wolfenstein is going to be able to preload and pre-order digitally on Xbox One. If they, because I was reading on their site, like their FAQ section, it could have been a misquote or anything like that, or just mistake. But that could be about what I really think is going to happen, because GameStop kind of does have them in a chokehold right now because they need them to sell the product. But after we have a lot more Xboxes and PS4s and more homes, you don't have to rely on GameStop. You know what I mean? Like, they could have said whatever they wanted to get them to stop doing
it. Well, you know what's funny, though, because this is the same thing I was saying earlier with Netflix. That works two ways. Let GameStop say we're not selling any more Xbox Ones. People would be like, well, what's the fucking point of going to you at all?
Yeah,
they don't realize they have them by the balls as much as it's a reciprocal relationship that actually they will need them less, because they could cripple fucking GameStop if they wanted to.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So it's just real funny that how they're viewing it, because I remember I guarantee GameStop was behind them pulling the Titanfall preload, because that was a thing. It was on the fucking website.
They were ready to get ready to pre-order and shit, and then it just disappeared.
Yeah, it was on the website, dude. You cannot tell me they can't do this.
You know what? I think honestly, that's why the Xbox One ended up doing all those policy reversals. Mm-hmm. It's not because the fans were complaining. I think that people like GameStop, Target, Best Buy all wanted this to happen more than anything, and because they're the people selling it, they have way more of a say-so than, some angry nerds on the internet.
Yeah, I think so too, man. So, speaking of that, and like I said, that's good news, because Xbox is going to have to do it. So it's good for everybody.
Yeah, they're going
to have to. GameStop looks to tech. Before I move on. And that's also why Sony is brilliant, because they just did the same shit that Xbox said they wanted to do.
And just didn't say nothing.
Yeah, they just didn't say shit. They was like, we would love for you to have the option to go discless. We ain't going to say nothing. We just going to do it.
Yeah, I really think that Microsoft at E3 gotta let Sony go first.
They really do.
I think they are. I think they're gonna rotate.
They gotta start letting them go first at everything, dude.
Right? Because what were we gonna say? And this is what pisses me off so much. I remember all these fucking arguments we had with people going, give me dumbass reasons why this shit couldn't work. And, well, no, Sony's brilliant because they're not doing it that way. They listen to their fans. Like, Sony's doing the same shit. We've been saying this from day one. Sony is doing the same shit. They're just not telling you guys.
Yeah, all you got to do is just go, hey, it's time for you guys to go present. Oh, man, go ahead. I got to tie my shoe. I got to use the bathroom real quick, man. Just go ahead. You go first, man. I'll be right there in a second. PlayStation gains new TV powers to attack the Xbox One. Misleading title, but still. Apparently, Sony will be getting, will be making TV shows specifically for PlayStation at E3 last year. And is now unveiled the debut show. It's going to be a 1-hour supernatural drama series called Powers, based on the comic book series of the same name. So Xbox is already doing like some Halo stuff. So we're going to get some TV directly to our consoles. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't
want TV. I want games.
Xbox has the Steven Spielberg Halo joint, this thing called Humans, which is already a show in France. And then they have Sarah Silverman and Michael Cera working on a comedy show. And Seth Green is doing another stop motion animation comedy show.
Yeah, pretty cool, man. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Marvel's Netflix superhero shows apparently are huge. They're expected to bring 400 full-time jobs to New York next year. The budget's going to be $200 million for 61-hour episodes. Netflix about to get it in big.
And the smart one thing I do give Netflix credit for, Netflix was like, fuck the industries, we creating our own content. Their own content went on to render voids. They was like, oh, y'all want to cancel Clone Wars? We'll pick that up. Mm-hmm. And I want them to pick up the last season of Justice League. And what's going to happen is that if y'all fuck around and cancel shows, Netflix is going to start picking this shit up and putting it on their own content.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention I watched the last season of Clone Wars. Loved it. Nintendo to kill off certain Wi-Fi connection features in May is Nintendo, so...
What that mean?
I don't care. because it's Nintendo, I don't care. Yeah,
it's a real console, Rod. That's the best console out there. It's the only next-gen console out there worth buying.
Certain online features of it and Wi-Fi connection will be removed, chiefly online play, matchmaking, and leaderboards.
Is it for the Wii or the Wii U? Cause I think that might be
for the Wii. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't really care because it's not going to hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Like, who's still playing Wii Online? And if you are, don't write us. Don't
Please
write us.
Don't.
Like, we need this. This is important. Yeah. It's like owning a SNES and shit. Xbox boss said, and this is the weirdest article I've read this week, Microsoft won't sell us off. Who was asking that? Like, how did this question get brought up? Like, did someone directly ask them, is Microsoft going to sell you out? Because they make it sound like Phil Spencer walked into a room and said, nothing to see here, guys. No one's going to sell us. And they would go, what the fuck are you talking about? Clearly, he was asked.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, because Phil Spencer's a new dude. Mm-hmm. But there was another dude that was in the running to become the Xbox boss. And he was like, I'd sell Xbox.
Oh, okay.
So I know as soon as he got hired, I know everybody's trying to ask him that question.
Okay. Well, yeah, he said they're not going to sell him.
Phil Spencer got this shit, right?
Here's some next-gen shit, dog. Have y'all heard of the Virtuix Omni VR treadmill?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to put it in the chat. This shit, for those who play Ender's Game, I mean, not Ender's Game. What the fuck was the name of that game, that book I read? I'm drawing a blank. There was this book I read where, like, it mostly takes place in, like, this virtual reality world and shit. Mm-hmm. And, this dude wakes up and, he can, like, step onto the this treadmill thing and put on these virtual reality glasses and shit. Mm-hmm. This is basically that. It's a treadmill that goes multi-directions. And it can work with, like, the Oculus Rift.
I'm sure.
Yeah, so that you're, like, kind of in the use, instead of a controller and keyboard, you're using your hands and legs.
Yeah,
that's dope. Yeah, the unit's priced at about $500 right now. It's coming out in August, I think, which is incredibly soon. I mean, I know if this shit works, this shit could change gaming the way that it's done. Depending on how much stuff is, how many games and stuff is designed for.
True.
But, I just thought that was pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
Yeah. Can we talk about how accelerated it feels like this next generation is when it comes to shit like this?
Yeah.
It's like, shit just comes, it's coming out. And I also want to point out that there really hasn't been any issues with the PS4 and Xbox One, and that was one of my biggest worries about buying one.
Mm-hmm.
is that the shit was, you know, put it out, they always make you beta test this hardware, it's not going to work right. This shit has actually been working, and they've been adding stuff to both systems, and it's been flawless, and I don't think either system is getting credit for how smoothly this launch has gone. Like, this is incredible.
And that's the thing I've been saying. Next gen, gonna move, it's moving fast, dog. Like, the competition is making it better. Study says online gamers aren't loners who lock themselves up in basements anymore.
Who said they ever were?
Yeah, that's just because people have always stereotyped nerds. That's not, it's kind of never really been true. Like, our generation grew up playing games. The dudes who play football play games. The dudes who play basketball, the dudes who are rich, the dudes who are broke, like, everybody plays games. I don't know why that stereotype of the Dungeons and Dragons dude kept perpetuating, but that's been over for a while.
And niggas would be like, yo, man, I can't hate these video game nerds, stuff like that. Hey, you gonna go home and play some Madden? Yeah, let's go play some Madden.
Right, yeah, you trying to play Call of Duty? Nigga, you just said, okay. Microsoft's getting some augmented reality glasses, possibly. To compete with Oculus Rift or something like that. So,
yeah.
Okay. I by the way, it's not that these things aren't amazing, people. I'm just saying I'm very zeros and ones until it's here.
Yeah.
I don't really have much to say. I need to see it and play it. Then I'm like, okay, I'll see what you're doing. Drew Goddard is set to direct The Sinister Six. That's right. They're already announcing the Spider-Man spinoffs before the Spider-Man 2 movie's out. There's one called Venom and Sinister Six. Drew Goddard co-wrote Cabin in the Woods.
He's also writing Daredevil for Marvel. And I'm hoping that because they're shooting Daredevil this fall, I'm hoping he also ends up directing that as well.
Yep. So all good news. Marvel continues to do shit right.
Can I say that, if the Sinister Six thing turns out to be true, I think it's still in the works.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out to be true, it really adds to my, I really think that there's going to eventually be a deal between Sony and Marvel. I really believe there will be, because Drew Goddard is really good friends with Josh Whedon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, everything points to there's going to be something. Mark Webb, who's directing the Amazing Spider-Man trilogy, has come out and said, he's like, it's above my pay grade, but I would love to be able to work with other studios with these other. I think it's going to happen. And so many Marvel studios have already come close to doing it. I keep saying it. Like, if a deal's going to happen, it'll be between them, between Sony and Marvel Studios. It will happen. And Sony needs it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Marvel Studios will ever turn down the ability to kind of use references to Spider-Man, because it's their biggest
problem. It would be the hugest thing in the world. They just did Avengers versus X-Men.
Oh my God.
Like, could you even imagine a trailer? Just an announcement? Everybody would lose their shit. You know what? You don't even have to show anything from the story. Mm-mm. You could literally just zoom in on AVX and have everybody go, what the fuck? For 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. And that would make the internet break.
Yeah, so, seriously.
The relationship between Fox and Marvel Studios is too antagonistic. Mm-hmm. Never see it happen. But somebody just said that Sony, one of Sony's exits is never going to happen. I call bullshit on that because they almost did it. You know, they put Oscorp Tower in Avengers. It was a timing issue. So it tells me that they made a special deal on the Spectacular Spider-Man rights, where Marvel Studios actually gave Sony more time with that and allowed them to readjust their license for that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if it's going to be a deal happening between any studios, it'll be them.
Yeah.
It's something easy to think about.
Exciting.
And let's be honest. I mean, who fucking believes a movie exec?
Right.
It's all about money.
Right.
Like, in my opinion, like, we don't really know anything about Avengers 3. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We already know, like, I can already tell Avengers 2 is going to be, once again, like, the biggest selling movie and shit. They're going to want to do it with Avengers 3. I don't see how they would, like, if they could get the money, pass up trying to bring everybody they could into a movie. And then shutting everything
the
down.
The movie, Avengers made $1 billion.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Come on. That says enough. They can fucking get it done if they need to. Because Sony's looking at that shit like, could that be $2 billion?
Here's the great thing about Avengers 3. Avengers 3 is going to be Thanos. It's going to be the Infinity
Gauntlet.
Storyline or something similar to it. The thing about that is you can bring a bunch of things. You could bring in a Spider-Man into that storyline a little bit, or even just a cameo a little bit. Doesn't have to be a full-out, you know, thing like that. I even figured out a way they could do it and let these two movie franchises be in the same timeline. You put everything that's happening in these Amazing Spider-Man movies as before what happened with Avengers, the first Avengers movie.
Yeah.
It can happen. It can work.
And then, you know, also in Cap, they mentioned Doctor Strange. I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a little low-key Stephen Strange, you know, mention. EA apparently made a dumbass Nintendo April Fool's joke.
What did they do?
They
they were so mad.
They put some tweets up that have been deleted. They came from Frostbite's official account and ridiculed the Wii U for being underpowered. Good news, we have finally fixed to optimize our quote-unquote netcode. Uses quantum entanglement for zero latency connections, exclusive to hashtag Wii U.
I don't even know what the fuck you just said.
Frostbite will power hashtag Half-Life 3 coming out September 2014, Wii U exclusive.
That's a joke.
Frostbite now runs on hashtag Wii U. Since it is the most powerful Gen 4 platform, our renderer is now optimized for Mario and Zelda. So, yeah, they Peter Moore issued an official apology. Our apology to partners at Nintendo America and fan Frostbite Engine's poor attempt at April Fool's, not condoned by EA, unacceptable/stupid.
What is Nintendo going to do?
Right.
Nothing.
Well, now you can't put your games on our console. Well, we couldn't put our games on your console. That was kind of the problem.
Yes.
We already couldn't. We had to dumb down Madden, and now it doesn't go on there anymore.
Madden presents tag football.
Bobblehead dolls.
Well, yeah, Madden bobblehead and shit. Not much to say here, but Microsoft unveiled the Office for the iPad. It's free for reading and presenting. So, that's all you really get, for free, niggas, because Microsoft Office is sold everywhere. Yeah, I saw people
complaining about this. Yeah. It's Microsoft Office. Just because you pirated it your whole life doesn't mean this shit doesn't cost money.
Yeah, I saw that shit. And people were like, how are they going to charge? Because it's Microsoft Office.
Yeah, they go.
What are you talking about?
You ain't getting Excel and Access and PowerPoint for fucking free now. Come on.
You ain't never walked up in Best Buy and got that shit free. You had to steal it.
Yes.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Did your boy going, hey, yo, you got an Office CD? Like, because I have an MSDN through my work.
Yeah.
So anytime somebody needs something Microsoft related, they always hit me up like, yo, you got that latest Office? I can get it for you. All right, yeah, yo, let me get 4 copies of that shit.
Right. Yeah, that nobody, you got to steal that Office, man. Everybody knows that shit.
It's like Photoshop, yo.
Yeah.
It's like somebody going to Adobe, going, so I bootlegged your last Photoshop and it's working on my computer.
Yeah, yeah. Man. How do I bootleg it for iPhone?
Yeah, like the drug dealer getting mad. Yeah. Come on, dog. And I'm trying to tell you right now, you don't want that WordPad.
Yeah, you don't want that, Karen.
You don't want that imitation Excel that they got.
Yeah, Karen's laptop, we still got to get Microsoft Office on that shit.
Man, I'm so pissed because I'm used to Office and I'm doing shit. I'm like, what the fuck? It don't do it.
Yeah.
Why I got to go through these extra steps? Weird. Fuck you, computer.
Like, the funny thing to me was people complaining about, like, you know, an iPhone and iPad, where if you have that device, you might have more Mac devices.
Mm-hmm.
But the Apple shit can do all the shit that Word can do and has been there for years now.
Yeah, that's true.
For $10 a pop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck? And you can export the Word. Like, I saw it, I was like, that's nice, but I have Pages and I can export the Words. I never have to worry about it. But people complain it's too much and shit. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, dude, there's always a free, because of the society we live in now, there's always a free app that does that. Like, I have free apps on my Android tablet and on my iPhone that I can use to, or you can even find out, like, how much are they charging for this, for this Office?
$100.
Yeah, where is it at?
For Office, it's $100 for Office 365.
Right.
Not regular Office. So it's constantly updating and it's on everything. So, like, you get it for free on your iPad or iPhone. You paid $100, and you also get the version for your Mac or PC.
Mm-hmm.
And it constantly updates. It's $100 a year. If you're a student, it's, like, $20 over 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this shit, man, niggas just love to complain.
It's yeah, you can find probably a Word equivalent for, like, $4.99 in an app.
Yeah, you can even use Google Docs.
Right. Yep.
Yep. I don't know why people bitching, but okay. EA, I already announced this, but Origin is getting rid of discs. They're going digital. Makes sense.
But no, we want the disc. How I'm going to trade it to my friend if I don't have a disc? I don't understand this,
Rod.
This is my favorite running gag of the Nerd Off, by the way. Is I mentioned somebody's going discless, and y'all be like, what? Because
goddamn articles.
We were so goddamn right about this. It's really ridiculous. We called it so fucking early before the consoles are out, and now everybody's doing it.
This is people's excuses. But what about the people who can't get it online, and like all the excuses don't make any fucking sense, yo.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Microsoft's getting an update for Xbox One TV controls and smart glass. Mm-hmm. So okay.
Yeah, we got that. Did you get that?
I think I might have gotten it already, and I haven't used it because my Kinect's been working fine.
Yeah, now you have to for the smart glass, you have to be on Android or Windows Phone. Yeah. They didn't come out with an iOS beta for it.
Well, no, I have a tablet. I have the Samsung Galaxy.
Okay, cool. If you don't have it, because you like the smart glass beta is in the store, but if you have the preview, like you know, like the beta preview, you have to go into their forums to get it. But I believe I have the link for it, so I'll just send you the link.
Okay,
you can download it from the Google Play Store.
Yeah, nigga, my Kinect works too, bro. But trust me,
it's worth it.
Dog, it's so much faster now. Like it connects in an instant.
I heard you can set your DVR recordings with it.
Yeah, you can.
Which is what I couldn't do before.
Yeah.
Send me that link, dog. You know,
you got the controls for the TV are on there now. Mm-hmm. You also have the One Guide on there, which is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, on the tablet's amazing.
You can browse One Guide, which is basically your TV guide, on your tablet now, and then use that to switch over. Nigga, this shit is amazing. Like, I haven't used my real remote in a while.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in.
I'm down for that.
Xbox One is external game storage coming soon. So looks like they addressed that. Titanfall, next new modes will be free.
Yep.
And they seem to be addressing all the shit people been complaining about, which is why I really wish these motherfuckers like it's Catch 22. I know your complaints are what drives them to do this shit, so that's good. I guess I just get tired of hearing it because it's so obvious that they're gonna address it. Like, soon as I got Titanfall, I was like, okay, yeah, they're gonna fix this, they're gonna add this, clearly. And they already are, and it's free. They're gonna make it so that you can name your classes, get competitive player stats, something called rifts, which are tweaks to modes that will only be limited for a certain amount of time.
I think they're also adding like a 2v2 Last Titan Standing and shit.
That too. Yep.
Yeah, like, nigga, it's good. Like, and they did it right too, because even Battlefield doesn't do this. The maps and I believe weapons will be charged in the season pass, but all game modes are free.
Yep.
Like, that's awesome.
We got to get ready to go in a second here, so let me start wrapping up and go to some of these questions that people put in the chat, and we got an email too. So the first one got a comment. On the last Nerd Off, 04 Soldier said, love the Nerd Off. Just bought a PS4 recently. Man, I'm enjoying my purchase. I find something very interesting going on with the PS4. The PS4 camera is selling like hotcakes, and they're just as harder to find than a new PS4. It's funny because that PS4 was not bundled with a camera like Xbox was bundled with a Kinect, yet its sales have skyrocketed all the same. I think the main selling point of the PS4 camera is the streaming feature. There are some freaks out there that own PlayStation that can't wait to tease people to garner attention. Don't believe me? Check out this link. And I guess it's some more shit where they're talking shit. But not surprised.
Yeah. I think they just broke a million sales of the Kinect camera. I mean, the PS4 camera. Like, it's not made in as vast quantity. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're going to end up ramping it up because the Project Morpheus, PlayStation's virtual reality set, needs the camera to work with it. So, yeah.
Wow. So they might as well just bundle it up anyway, because most people are going to pay the extra $100, which they claim, which they claim at first they was $100 cheaper, but people go and pay the extra $100 anyway, so they might as well kept it $100 higher and included it.
I'm laughing because I can just see now the PlayStation Eye is just so much more useful than the Xbox Kinect, and that's why I went and bought mine with my PS4, even though I complained about the Xbox coming with one.
Yeah.
But yeah.
They're gonna force you to buy it, which I wouldn't bought. You wouldn't bought what you were for. Okay. Less than a month till Amazing Spider-Man 2, y'all hyped? Yes, nigga. What? Who can watch that trailer and not be hyped?
Yeah, seeing that shit in IMAX 3D was amazing.
Yeah. Oh. Gwen Stacy dying. Mm. She dead, y'all. I'm gonna cry.
I'm holding out hope.
Yeah, I'm gonna cry.
Yeah, I'm actually.
Nah, I seen that goblin scoop her ass up in the latest trailer, and I said, this nigga is dead, and I'm in love with her. So, yep. New Borderlands. Anybody else excited? I'm kind of excited, kind of not, man. The problem with this new Borderlands is they're saying it's gonna be a prequel. And
pre-sequel.
Yeah, pre-sequel. And they're also saying it's gonna be on the 360, right? And,
Randy Pitchford, I just talked about him on my show today. He gave a reason. He's been saying like there's like 170 consoles between the Xbox 360 and the PS3 sold, and he was saying there's less PS4s and Xbox Ones at home than there's copies of Borderlands 2 in homes. So like to develop it on the Xbox One, it wouldn't make any money for them. They end up losing money.
Yeah, I totally understand from his side, but as a gamer, I probably won't get it. Like, no offense, it's gonna be great. And a ton of people who still play their PlayStation 3s and Xbox 360s religiously are gonna have a lot of time. But for me personally, it's gonna be Xbox exclusive, you said?
No. I was just saying it's great that it's gonna be like last gen exclusive.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Still have stuff, you know, a reason to plug their console in.
Right. Me personally, your boy's gonna probably be playing Titanfall, so
yeah, not in the front. Wait until they put that the new Borderlands on Xbox One, then I'll definitely be getting that and definitely be excited.
Yeah, like I don't like for me, like I feel like because I think 2K Australia is making this, not Gearbox.
Oh,
like
really?
They'll probably fix some of the problems that happened in Borderlands 2 and shit. But like I don't want anything on current gen until it feels like that. You know what I mean? Like Borderlands 3.
Well,
has
to be some I'll also add this. And no offense to them, but. After that Aliens fiasco, anything that they farm out, I don't fuck with. If y'all farming it out, I'm actually glad you said that. I'm not even, no offense, P-Funk, I'm not even touching that shit. I need to see some reviews. Last time they farmed something out, everybody was like, Aliens, nigga! And then that shit showed up and I was like, the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Cubicle BC says, after the new TMNT and Transformer trailers, how do y'all feel about it now? Still trash y'all in. First of all, Transformers will always be trash. I will always be in.
Yes.
So I don't really give
that's
a fuck.
The rule. Like,
yeah. And I'm gonna go ahead and say it. TMNT also.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if Michael Bay fucked it up or not. As soon as I seen that trailer and them big ass turtles, I was like, yep.
Yeah, I seen some shit with some wings. I was like, I'm in for the Transformers. I was like, whatever that is, that nigga got wings. I'm watching.
Yep.
Yeah, I think with TMNT, like this might be a better move for Bay, even though. Like, I know he's not directing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but, like, Transformers, the biggest problem I always have with the movie is there's fucking humans in it. Like, I don't care about Shia LaBeouf and shit. I don't care about Mark Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm.
But Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles kind of does work with that. Like, there's always people around.
Yep.
So it could work to see that. Like, I think it might do a little bit better. But, like, Transformers, like, I didn't care about the fourth one. I was going to go see it because it's Transformers. But once I saw Optimus bitch smack that dinosaur nigga, like...
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
They had me at TMT.
Yeah.
They already had me, so I would debate it and tell you the merits of it. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, there's no.
I'm gonna go see it. I saw a big ass turtle and was like, "Is that Swords?"
I'm not excited as like they are. I'm just always in the middle. I'm gonna say this though, it's damn sure gonna be better than the previous TMT.
Nigga,
ain't no way it could be worse.
If it wasn't for nostalgia, dude, I could not rewatch those movies. I'll be watching that shit like, yo, dog, thank God I was in, like, fifth grade, and I can't stop watching this. Mm-hmm. If Guardians of the Universe does... Who put, DB, you know that's a tank, right? It's Guardians of the Galaxy? Guardians of the Universe...
That sounds like something I said.
He put it in quotes, so maybe he didn't... I don't know if it's a joke or not. Does well. Do you think DC will try to do something similar, e.g. The Outsiders or Doom Patrol? No, because, and I was going to cover this, but we really ran out of time and we do have to go. But, I forget who it was. Somebody from DC was actually like, we're not ready to do a complete DC universe like Marvel. So, and, I was like, you know what? This made me more excited about Superman movie. So, P-Funk, are y'all excited about VR technology? I think it has a lot of potential. Well, we kind of covered this, but I'll be excited when it's out and if it's being, properly applied. I'm not just getting excited just because it exists.
Yeah.
Amazon buying out Comixology, is this a factor for you? Nigga, I steal my comics, so no.
I saw this joint in the queue and it was like, they buying this shit. Nigga, I gave Rod like all 23 of that fucking video of Superior Spider-Man. I found that shit on a torn somewhere.
Yeah, dog. I'm sorry. You got to catch me. Ashley 3 Class, he said, if Marvel can work out special branding of mutants, do you think they'll ever try to do the Civil War? You mean like a Marvel special branding of mutants? I don't know.
I think I know what you're saying. What they're saying is, Marvel is changing. They can't call Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, they call them miracles.
Right, they're calling them something else. I think eventually you can do something like Civil War. I think what we got to do though, as people and as fans, is stop trying to apply the storylines that we grew up with to the movies. Because Marvel's not doing that. Like, look at the Winter Soldier. It's not based off of Brubaker's Winter Soldier story. They have certain elements from it, but it's a totally different story. Same thing with Age of Ultron. So I think there will be some kind of Civil War, if you will, type of storyline, but it will be nothing like you read in the comic book. It'll be something totally different.
I think so, too. Yeah, you got to allow them some room for creativity and trust in Joss Whedon, so... and lastly, he says, why is no one talking about this Evolve game? Honestly, man, I saw a couple preview things for like articles and I didn't read them yet. So, but I will, try to get it for the next show, that we do a Nerd Off and maybe we could talk about it in depth then. So, but yeah, I've heard about it. Just, the stuff I heard was like kind of interesting, but it didn't really like grip me right away. To be honest, the next console game I'm truly excited about is that Arkham Knight, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, that shit gonna shut down my life. Mm-hmm. All right, man, we gotta get out of here because Elon gonna be mad. I gotta do a real Remember That Buffy with Elon. Make sure you guys check out Sterling Gaming and Then Some. Check out Chris Insanity Check Podcast and movietrailerreviews.net. And you know where to find Karen. Until next time, peace out.